The audio description for this film has been produced by the Home Video Service of the Royal National Institute for the Blind. A golden sphinx crouches in front of a pale blue disc. In blue letters, Hollywood Pictures. Gray clouds froth and boil in the sky. Two white strips of lightning jag through the clouds, meet, and turn the sky gold. In golden letters, Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer Films. Hollywood Pictures presents a Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer production, a film by Tony Scott, with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman. Against a dark background, white letters read, "The three most powerful men in the world. The President of the United States, the President of the Russian Republic, and the Captain of a U.S. nuclear missile submarine." October 20th, Mediterranean Sea. On the flat deck of an aircraft carrier, a news reporter in glasses faces camera and speaks into a handheld microphone.
This is Richard Valeriani reporting live for CNN from the French aircraft carrier Foch, somewhere in the Mediterranean. 6 days ago, as the rebellion in Chechnya spread to the neighboring Caucasus republics, the Russian president ordered massive bombing strikes against rebel positions around Rutul and Belokhani. Appalled at the loss of human life, the President of the United States, joined by the French President and the British Prime Minister, suspended all foreign aid to Russia. Ultra-nationalist leader Vladimir Rodchenko denounced the U.S. pressure as an act of war against the Russian Republic and Russian sovereignty. Denouncing his own president as a U.S. puppet, he called on the Russian people to join him in revolt. He said this brutish and hypocritical American intervention will not go unanswered. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Moscow time, the Russian parliament was suspended and martial law was declared. With the government in crisis, the Russian Republic was entering into what can only be described as a state of civil war. Then yesterday at dawn, Rodchenko and rebel forces seized a region around Vladivostok, including a naval base and a nuclear missile base housing Russian ICBMs. As regular Russian military forces move in to encircle Rodchenko, Allied military forces are in a state of high alert. These French planes taking off behind me have been deployed near the Caucasus since the beginning of the crisis. And a crisis which started in the Caucasus has now spread to the Far East and appears to be turning into the worst standoff since the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is Richard Valeriani reporting live for CNN from the French aircraft carrier Foch, somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Red letters spell out Crimson Tide. A conjurer performs at a children's party.
I can't hear you!
A white dove appears on the conjurer's wrist.
I need a volunteer from the audience.
A smiling black man with a camcorder raises his hand.
Brave volunteer.
He focuses on a little black girl and her mother.
Preferably somebody who was born on October 18th, 1990.
The man with the camcorder moves over to a TV.
Over here? Ah, you must be the birthday girl. What's your name?
Russian ultra-nationalist leader, backed by his rebel army, threatened nuclear attack on the United States and Japan. The threats come as a response to the United States' involvement in Chechnya and are not considered idle.
Now sit on the board and tell me, Robin, do you believe in magic?
Good.
Because if you believe in magic, we can suspend you in the air without the help of a flying carpet.
Meeting in an emergency session while the
president... Mr. Donner's levitation.
A slim white man with a crew cut also comes to the TV and stops to watch the scenes of fighting.
That footage was taken yesterday, but half an hour ago, surrounded by hostile forces, rebel leader Vladimir Rodchenko threatened...
Maybe it's not as bad as it looks.
...on the United States and Japan. Should anyone, including the Russian army, attempt to...
The black man looks grimly at the phone, at his friend, then strides away.
Based on the history of this man, this cannot be viewed as an idle threat.
His friend glances at the pager on his belt. Through darkness and streaming rain, headlights pick out a high chain-link gate. An armed guard steps forward in helmet and cape and stops a jeep. The driver looks up at him.
Commander Hunter!
Beside the driver sits the black man, now wearing the white peaked cap and gold braid of a U.S. Navy commander. He holds up a security pass. The guard steps back, waves, and the gate opens. He salutes as a vehicle passes into the compound beyond, then resumes sentry stance. In a dimly lit office, a man with receding gray hair, glasses, and with metal ribbons on his uniform shirt reads from a paper on his desk.
Annapolis. Five patrols on fast attacks, two on boomers. One is XO.
The man draws slowly on a cigar.
Harvard.
The older man raises his eyebrows and looks up at Commander Hunter sitting opposite.
I talked to your former CO. He tells me he tried to adopt you. As you no doubt heard, my XO has appendicitis. He's the best I ever had. I need a good man to fill his spot. Your name was at the top of the list.
Well, that's good to know, sir.
It was a short list.
Hunter lifts his head slightly and meets the white man's gaze, unsmiling.
Your interest, Mr. Hunter. What do you like to do? Do you paint, play ball, play an instrument, ride motorcycles? What?
Ride horses.
Horses? What's the best horse you ever rode?
Arabian, sir.
Arabian? Well, that's a powerful animal.
Yes. You ever ridden one?
Me? Are you kidding? No, I couldn't handle Arabian. Just give me an old paint.
He grins up at a square, overweight officer standing beside his desk.
Yeah, horses, they're fascinating animals. Dumb as fence posts, but very intuitive. In that way, they're not too different from high school girls. They might not have a brain in their head, but they do know all the boys want to fuck them. You don't have to be able to read Ulysses to know where they're coming from.
No, sir.
A small white and brown terrier puts its paws against Hunter's leg and he strokes its head.
He approves of you. Jack Russell's smartest dog's alive. Name's Bear. Goes every place with me.
The older man smiles at the dog, then looks up at the big white officer beside him. He stands and offers his hand to Hunter.
Well, welcome aboard the Alabama, son. Do me proud.
I will, sir.
Congratulations, Mr. Hunter.
Thank you.
If one Russian citizen is killed, and I am president, then I will kill 900,000 of the people who are responsible.
In a briefing room, naval officers cluster around a TV set. Nuclear
weapons. At ease, be seated.
The big officer, Cobb, leads a group into the room, including the older man, Captain Ramsey, and Hunter. The junior officers, smart in their buff-colored uniforms, face Ramsey.
Take it you've seen enough. Gentlemen, after a nice little vacation, looks like we're back at it again. You enjoyed the peace, because as of now, we're back in business. In the good old days of the Cold War, the Russians could always be dependent on doing whatever is in their own best interests. But this Rodchenko's playing a whole new ball game, with a whole new set of rules. Now, I've heard people talk, but I don't think this man's talking just to get his picture in the paper. He seems to have a serious weed up his ass and a legitimate gripe. Always a dangerous combination. And I think he's capable of doing every damn thing he says he's going to do. That's why we have to go out there and give the man a moment of pause. So ends theory. Just let us begin the facts. We've been informed by the NSA that an entire rebel corps of the Russian army is involved. That's four armored divisions, numbering 60,000 men. There seems to be massive defections. Vladimir appears to be winning the hearts and minds of the Russian soldiers. Admiral?
A portly man with gray crew-cut hair takes a pointer from Ramsey and walks to a map showing Japan and the east coast of the USSR.
They've seized the region by the Chinese and North Korea borders. That includes a submarine base, from which they've surged four Kula-class attack subs. They've acquired a nuclear base at Artum that houses 25 hardened silos for Russian ICBMs, armed with up to 10 warheads apiece. Now, the Russian government has assured us that talks are underway. They claim that Rodchenko forces do not possess the launch codes.
But if Rodchenko were to crack them, they could launch against our west coast direct, or come in over the pole, take out Washington and New York.
The commander-in-chief has directed U.S. military forces to set DEFCON 4.
We've been ordered to get underway at 0600 hours to assume alert coverage, mid-Pacific, the Far Eastern TBD target package. Please keep your men informed. Lieutenant Commander Hunter is our new XO. Please bring him up to speed on ship's personnel and supplies. Admiral?
No, that's it.
On your feet.
The junior officers stand to attention as Ramsey and the Admiral leave. Then they relax. Hunter's friend from the party, the ship's weapons officer, nicknamed Weps, shakes his hand.
Here we go again, Commander. Hey, Bobby. This is Bobby Dougherty, supplies.
Mr. Dougherty.
Billy Linklater, TSO.
Mr. Linklater?
Commander.
And you know Derek.
Yes, Westergaard. Hey. Long time no see.
Yeah, how's Julia?
She's excellent.
Good.
And Roy Zimmer, communications.
Mr. Zimmer.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We served together on the Baton Rouge.
Twice.
That's right. And we're lucky to have him.
I think his dog gave me the final seal of approval.
He's crazy about that dog. Takes him everywhere. The Navy looks the other way because he's Ramsey.
The Navy looks the other way because he's one of the few skippers left who've actually seen some combat.
Yeah, he took SEALs into Panama in 89.
Tomahawks in the Gulf in 91.
Took out, what, 8 or 9 XOs in 94?
Last one caught, what was it, appendicitis?
Yeah, right.
Night in the naval compound, men with kit bags race through pouring rain and join officers on buses.
The enemy below.
Robert Mitchum.
And?
And what? Robert Mitchum.
Incomplete answer.
What, the German guy with the white hair?
Yeah. What's his name?
Who was it?
Kurt Jurgens.
In the torrential rain, sailors trot past guards watched by a few solitary civilian figures outside the gates. Lieutenant Dougherty quizzes Webbs.
Hardy Krueger.
No way.
Robert Shaw is Nazi, period.
Well, she was invalid.
We're even.
A tall, overweight black sailor sits near Dougherty.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Address me as sir when you speak to me! Stand at attention, sailor!
The sailor leaps to his feet.
Is he gonna fit in the sub?
Doubtful.
Who played the German sub commander in the enemy below at Robert Mitchum? Was it Kurt Jurgens or Hardy Krueger?
Sir.
Wrong answer! Drop down and give me 20! Now! Move! Move!
The sailor starts to do press-ups.
Two!
Run silent, run deep.
Three!
The guy with the ears and a little mustache. Wow. Cary Grant.
Hunter is sitting in a car with his family.
I'm worried about tea.
His little son turns and strokes a big golden Labrador.
Why?
She doesn't know what's going on. I think she thinks I'm going away forever.
I'll take care of her.
You will?
Yeah.
You promise?
I promise.
They shake hands, then kiss.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Hunter looks at his wife, Julia, who smiles gently.
You know, I don't know what to say.
Just say goodbye.
Husband and wife gaze at each other.
See you in my dreams. Give me a kiss.
He kisses their daughter, Robin, passes her to Julia, puts on his uniform cap and gets out. Julia presses two fingers to her lips and turns them to him. From outside, he kisses his fingers, presses them to the window, and quickly turns away. Beside a bus, a smiling black sailor salutes smartly.
Davis, how you doing, sir?
Hunter climbs aboard. Davis follows and the bus leaves. A submarine lies by the quay, her smooth, round hull swelling outwards where it meets the water. On the quay's side, the sub's crew are drawn up in ranks. Captain Ramsey, carrying an umbrella and with Bear beside him on a lead, strides towards the men.
Crew, present and accounted for, sir. Little ducks, there's trouble in Russia. So they called us. We're going over there and bringing the most lethal killing machine ever devised. We're capable of launching more firepower than has ever been released in the history of war. One purpose alone. To keep our country safe. We constitute the front line and the last line of defense. I expect and demand your very best. Anything less, you should have joined the Air Force. This might be our Commander-in-Chief's Navy, but this is my boat. And all I ask is that you keep up with me. And if you can't, that strange sensation you'll be feeling in the seat of your pants will be my boot in your ass.
Ramsey glances at Cobb, who stands at attention facing the men. then joins Hunter on a saluting platform. He stands in front of a microphone.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes, sir?
You're aware of the name of this ship, aren't you, Mr. Cobb?
Very aware, sir.
It bears a proud name, doesn't it, Mr. Cobb?
Very proud, sir.
It represents fine people.
Very fine people, sir.
You live in a fine, outstanding state.
Outstanding, sir.
In the greatest country in the entire world.
In the entire world, sir.
And what is that name, Mr. Cobb?
Alabama, sir.
And what do we say?
Go, Bama!
Go, Bama!
Chief of the boat. Dismiss the crew.
Dismiss the crew. Aye, aye, sir. Crew! Department head, attend to your department. Follow!
The crew break ranks and dash for the sub, filing down the gangway onto a deck. Dawn, the morning sun streaks the twisting sea with gold. The Alabama sails low on the surface, long and sleek. Her conning tower, a narrow oval shape, cuts through the waves, leaving a frothing, creamy wake. Atop the tower, in bright orange jackets and baseball caps, Ramsey lights a cigar and Hunter peers through binoculars.
Here. Part of your qualification for command.
Ramsey hands Hunter a cigar.
My last breath of polluted air for the next 65 days. Gonna miss it. I don't trust air I can't see.
Hunter lights his cigar. Standing behind the two officers, three lookouts scan the ocean with binoculars.
It's my favorite part. Right here, right now.
Above them is clear blue sky. On the horizon, a few clouds partly obscure the enormous rising sun. Behind them stands a rocky silhouette of land.
Bravo, Hunter. Sir? You knew to shut up and enjoy the view. Most eggheads want to talk it away. Your stock just went up a couple of points.
Thanks.
Allow me to give you a tiny bit of advice. If you want your own boat someday, the very worst thing you can do is worry about yourself or try to impress me. I can't stand save asses and I won't abide kiss asses. You keep your priorities straight, your mission and your men. I like that cigar.
It's good, sir. It's your first.
Yeah. Don't like it too much. They're more expensive than drugs. Texo, take her down.
Take her down, aye, sir.
Control bridge. Sounding.
Bridge control, sounding 130 Bell.
The nose of the ship tilts down and the sea boils white at the base of the tower.
Lookouts. Clear the bridge.
Clear the bridge, aye, sir.
Officer to deck.
Captain's down.
Captain is down.
Inside the ship, men slither down steep stairways to their stations, their feet barely touching the steps.
Texo down.
The last lookout clambers down, closing the hatch and leaving the tower silhouetted against the orange sky. Ramsey and Hunter stand together in the control room.
Submerge the ship.
Diving officer, submerge the ship. Make your depth 150 feet.
Make my depth 150 feet. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch. On the 1MC. Dive, dive.
Three huge jets of mist plume into the air from the Alabama's forward section as water replaces air in her ballast tanks. Below, men in bright blue overalls race down stairways and along open graded catwalks. The sub's hull slowly eases below the water. Chief of the boat, Cobb, stands by the helmsman.
Make your depth 150 feet. 5 degrees, down bubble.
The helm, shaped like a car steering wheel, is pushed forward and down. The sub dips more steeply until only the periscope remains above water, trailing a slim, white wake. When that goes, the sub slides invisible under the ocean. White teletype letters read, Day 1, 21 October, Pacific Ocean Deeps. In the officer's mess.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Rodchenko is a fanatic, okay? He's a potential Hitler. Somebody should just step up and shoot him.
I have no problem with that.
Good.
Well, it's fanatics who make history. Hell, Patton was a fanatic. It's what made him great.
You think this guy's Patton? He's a dangerous lunatic, and he's threatening nuclear war, and he means it.
What's that make us, since we're the only nation ever dropped a nuclear bomb on anyone?
It makes us a prime target. I mean, there's half a dozen other third world countries with atom bombs would love to drop one on us.
That's right. That's why we should drop one on them. What are you, a communist? You have a problem with us dropping nuclear bombs in Japan?
Shut up, Doc.
You think it was a mistake, Mr. Hunter?
Sir?
Using the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, if I thought that, sir, I wouldn't be here.
Interesting way you put that.
How'd I put it, sir?
Very carefully. You do qualify your remarks. Somebody asked me if we should have bombed Japan, a simple yes. By all means, sir, drop that fucker twice. I don't mean to suggest that you're indecisive, Mr. Hunter. Not at all. Just, complicated. Of course, that's the way the Navy wants you. Me, they want it simple.
Well, you certainly fooled them, sir.
Be careful there, Mr. Hunter. It's all I got to rely on, being a simple-minded son of a bitch. Rickover gave me my command, a checklist, a target, and a button to push. All I had to know is how to push it. They tell me when. They seem to want you to know why.
I would hope they'd want us all to know why, sir.
The Naval War College, it was metallurgy and nuclear reactors, not 19th century philosophy. War is a continuation of politics by other means. Von Clausewitz.
I think, sir, that what he was actually trying to say was a little more
complicated.
Yes, the purpose of war is to serve a political end, but the true nature of war is to serve itself.
I'm very impressed. In other words, the sailor most likely to win the war is the one most willing to part company with the politicians and ignore everything except the destruction of the enemy. You'd agree with that?
I'd agree that that's what Clausewitz was trying to say.
But you wouldn't agree with it?
No, sir, I do not. No, I just think that in the nuclear world, true enemy can't be destroyed.
Attention on deck. Von Clausewitz will now tell us exactly who the real enemy is. Von?
In my humble opinion, in the nuclear world, the true enemy is war itself.
Ramsey's smile fades. His pale blue eyes stare coldly at Hunter through his cigar smoke. The gray shape of the Alabama slips through the dark gray-blue water like a shadow. White teletype letters read, Day 3, 23 October, 0900 Greenwich Mean, Zulu, time. In the crew quarters, sailors lounge on their bunks. Some watch and grin at the enormous black sailor from the bus, Lawson, who's dancing and miming to the record, using a torch as an imitation mic. One sailor stares into a fish tank, moving his finger on the glass, attracting the attention of the shoal. Hunter, in a dark blue-gray tracksuit, jogs along a catwalk. In a galley, red-shirted cooks dive for cover as a fire erupts in a fat fryer. Hunter is still jogging as the fire spreads rapidly. Fire extinguishers aimed at the flames have no effect. The whole galley blazes.
Fire in the galley! Fire in the galley! Chief of the watch, sound the general alarm!
Hunter stops in the middle of a stretching exercise and sprints along the catwalk. In the control room, Ramsey looks up in surprise, then leaves. In the galley, a fat black petty officer sprays an extinguisher at the fire. Sailors in light brown firefighting suits head for the galley. Hunter puts on a blue firefighting kit and breathing apparatus and joins them. A sailor helps the gasping petty officer out of the galley and leans him against a wall.
Couldn't get to it, too hot!
As Hunter enters the galley, the fat fryer explodes. Hunter walks into the inferno. stretches up to the ceiling, and punches a button marked emergency CO2. Purple spray gushes down from 3 points, and the flames subside. Ramsey enters the communications room.
Initiate weapon system readiness test.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Zimmer leans forward and punches a keyboard. In the galley, Hunter pulls off his mask.
Station the reflash watch. This thing could flare back up again.
Green letters on Zimmer's screen read, Drill, emergency action message. Above, a red alarm flashes the letters EAM. Ramsey starts his stopwatch.
Con, radio, we are receiving flash traffic, emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Alert one, manned battle stations, missile, for weapon systems readiness test. Spin up all missiles.
The hell is he running a missiles reel now, fool? You're in charge.
Aye, sir.
Hunter sprints up a stairway as Ramsey strolls back to the control room. In communications, a paper copy of the computer message rolls out of the printer with a security code made up of a sequence of letters. The slim, bespectacled Zimmer shows the message to Westergaard.
I agree, the message is properly formatted.
Sir, we have a properly formatted emergency action message for weapon system readiness test, sir.
I concur, sir.
Where's the XO?
Sir.
Good of you to make it, Mr. Hunter. Get the authenticator.
Get the authenticator.
Zimmer rotates a combination lock and opens a safe. From a blue niche marked Drill Authentications, he removes a key and a small clear plastic case containing a red card.
Let's go.
Grim-faced, Hunter leads the others to the control room.
Sir, request permission to authenticate.
Permission granted, authenticate.
Zimmer reads the letter code on the red card. Westergaard reads from the computer printout.
Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Zulu, Tango.
Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Zulu, Tango.
Captain, message is authentic.
I concur, sir.
I agree.
Message is authentic.
Sir, your captain's whistle key?
Ramsey slips the tape with the key hanging from it around his neck. He reaches for a microphone.
Set condition 1SQ for WSRT. This is the captain. This is an exercise.
Set condition 1SQ for WSRT. This is the XO. This is an exercise.
Captain, that fire in the galley could still
flare.
Now's
not the time. Make your depth 150 feet. All stop.
Make my depth 150 feet. All stop. Aye, sir.
Weapons con. Simulate pressurizing all tubes.
Weapons con. Simulate pressurizing all tubes.
Con. Weapons. Simulate pressurizing all missiles.
Aye, sir.
Simulate pressurizing all missiles.
Simulate pressurizing all missiles. Aye.
In the dimly lit weapons control room, banks of red lights glow, each reading missile activated.
All stations proceed to 1SQ. Ready all missiles for launch.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Weapons, Captain. Report approximate time for 1SQ.
Captain, weapons. Approximate time to weapon system 1SQ.
Webs adjusts a clock.
14 minutes, sir.
Ship is at launch depth. Ready to hover, sir.
Very well, commence hovering.
Commence hovering, aye, sir.
Control, sickbay. Chief Petty Officer Marichek is undergoing cardiac arrest. We're beginning CPR.
Chief of the watch, on the 1MC. Gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We've received word that one of our shipmates is experiencing a medical problem. We're terminating the drill. Mr. Mahoney, take the con. I'm going below. XO.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
Ramsey and Hunter leave control. In the sick bay, a doctor tries to resuscitate the petty officer from the galley.
Clear. Clear.
The doctor stops mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and looks down at the petty officer's immobile body. He straightens up slowly.
It's okay, Chief.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, sir.
Ramsey pats the doctor on the back and goes. The doctor pulls a white sheet over the dead man's face. Blue overalled crew salute as Ramsey and Hunter thread their way through the gray corridors. Ramsey stuffs the missile key in his pocket, steps into his cabin, and sits on his bunk, fussing Bear and pulling the dog onto his lap. Hunter stands just inside the door.
How you doing?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, Mr. Hunter, do you think I was wrong to run that drill?
Not necessarily, sir.
Do you think I got that man killed?
No, sir. One thing had nothing to do with the other. It was an accident.
Would you have run the drill?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Why not?
The fire in the galley could have flared back up. I would have seen to it first, sir.
I'm sure you would have. Me, on the other hand, I tend to think that that's the best time to run a drill.
Confusion on a ship is nothing to fear. Should be taken advantage of. Lest you forget, Mr. Hunter, we are a ship of war, designed for battle. You don't just fight battles when everything is hunky-dory. What'd you think, son? I was just some crazy old coot putting everyone in harm's way as I yelled, Yee-haw!
That was not my first thought, sir. But there's no excuse. At the time I was fighting the fire in the galley, I did not agree with your call, sir.
Take a seat.
Hunter sits in an easy chair. Ramsey moves to his desk and sits, slipping bare underneath it. He tosses his cap aside, leans back, and runs his fingers through his thin, gray, crinkly hair.
Just so we understand each other, I don't have any problems with questions or doubts. As I said to you before, I'm not seeking the company of kiss asses. But you got something to say to me, you say it in private. And if privacy doesn't permit itself, then you bite your fucking tongue. Are we clear about that, Commander?
As a bell, sir.
Those sailors out there are just boys. Boys who are training to do a terrible and unthinkable thing. And if that ever occurs, the only reassurance they'll have that they're doing the proper thing is going to derive from their unqualified belief in the unified chain of command. That means we don't question each other's motives in front of the crew. It means we don't undermine each other. It means in a missile drill, they hear your voice right after mine without hesitation. Do you agree with that policy, sailor?
Absolutely, sir.
We're here to preserve democracy, not to practice it. There'll be a memorial service in the enlisted man's mess at 1100 hours. Go see him.
Aye, sir.
Oh, Hunter. Short of the outbreak of World War III, the ship sinking, being attacked by a giant octopus, I'd like to be undisturbed for the next 30 minutes.
I'll see to it, sir.
By the way, it was Marichek's 300 pounds that killed him. Not the fire.
The two men stare at each other.
Dismissed.
Alone, Ramsey drops his pen on the desk and scratches his head. In the shadowy missile bay, Hunter spins a skipping rope and sweat gleams on his face. Wearing boxing gloves, he throws punches, first at pads held up by a sailor, then savagely into a heavy punch bag. As he lands each punch, he grits his teeth, and sweat sprays from his face and shoulders. In the officer's mess.
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Webb's is ironing a shirt.
Does it make any sense to you to start a drill in the middle of a fire?
Fire was out, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a man died, too.
Not because of what the captain did.
What?
Not because of what the captain did.
Webb's. A fire is a serious threat to the ship. Now, where was it? Why didn't he check it out first, huh?
It's his style. He's a hard ass.
So what?
So, if you want to fight him, go ahead. You want to get along? You got to get to understand him a little bit. Two schools of thought here. To him, you're Annapolis, Harvard, expert on theory, well-versed in world affairs. He's had his head up his ass driving ships for the last 25 years. He's probably a little paranoid about that. I mean, Navy's all he's got. Navy and that little rat dog is. That's why his wife left him.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying watch out. Give him a little room. Let him get to know you.
You do pants, too?
Hunter grins at Webb's. The great gray sub slides through the ocean. White letters read Day 6, 0631 Zulu time. In communication, Zimmer looks up to see the red EAM alarm flashing.
Con radio receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert 1. Recommend alert 1.
Alert 1, alert 1. Incoming emergency action message. Alert 1, incoming EAM.
Captain.
Ramsey hurries into control and reads the printed message Zimmer hands him, then passes it to Hunter. He removes his glasses and goes. In their mess, officers crowd together, sitting and standing, all grim-faced.
Captain has asked me to brief you on the emergency action message we just received. As you know, before we got underway, the Russian army was in position encircling the rebel camps. and Rodchenko started making extravagant threats should anyone move in on him, that he would launch his land-based nuclear weapons at the United States and at Japan. The only safeguard was that the Russian government controlled the launch codes. Intel now indicates that those launch codes have been compromised. And U.S. military forces have been directed to set DEFCON 3. The last time we hit this state of emergency was 32 and a half years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So this is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we trained for. Captain.
The NCA has determined that should our satellites detect rebel missiles being fueled, which means they could be launched in just over 1 hour, we'll be compelled to act. Now, given our patrol sector here in the Emperor Seamounts, it seems clear that our friends in the Pentagon are setting us up for a potential preemptive strike. It's important to remain focused. Keep your men informed.
Westergaard's hands clench and unclench. Zimmer wipes his face.
Any questions? Dismissed.
White letters read, Day 11, 31 October, 1800 Zulu time, in the crew mess. A fight breaks out in the mess queue. Hunter watches as Lawson separates two men.
Crazy shit.
Hunter slips into the corridor and intercepts one of the fighters.
Rivetti, what's up?
I'm sorry, sir. It's just a difference of opinion that got out of hand.
What about?
It's really too silly to talk about, sir. I'd rather just forget about it.
I don't give a damn about what you'd rather forget about. Why were you two fighting?
Well, I said that the Kirby Silver Surfer was the only real Silver Surfer, and that the Mobius Silver Surfer was shit. And Benefield's a big Mobius fan, and things got out of hand. I pushed him, he pushed me. I lost my head, sir. I'm sorry.
Rivetti, you're a supervisor. You can get a commission like that.
I know it, sir. You're 100% right. It's never happened again,
It better not happen again. I see this kind of nonsense, I'm gonna write you up. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You have to set an example, even in the face of stupidity. And everybody that reads comic books knows that Kirby Silver Surfer is the only true Silver Surfer. Now, am I right or wrong?
You're right, sir.
All right. Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
With a faint smile, Hunter moves off. Ahead, he sees Bear. The little dog lifts a hind leg and a puddle of yellow pee spreads over the floor. Holding Bear's lead, Ramsey watches and nods.
Captain, how can I help you?
Test results from the missile drill.
While Ramsey reads, Hunter watches Bear trying not to stand in the spreading urine.
That's the best they can do?
No, sir, but that's what they did.
I want this down to 5 minutes. Train on it.
Yes.
Tell your buddy Weps. We're gonna do it again. We're gonna keep on doing it until he gets it right. Yeah. Feels like the whole crew needs a kick in the ass.
Or a pat on the back, sir. I just witnessed a fight down in crew's mess. No big deal, but I think the men are a little on edge with all we're going through. Morale seems to be a bit low.
Well, you seem to have the pulse of the men.
Thank you, sir.
Ramsey's smile fades, and he picks up a microphone set in the wall.
May I have your attention, please? Mr. Hunter has brought it to my attention that morale may be a bit low. That you may be a bit...
on edge.
On edge. So I suggest this. Any crew member who feels he can't handle the situation can leave the ship right now. Gentlemen, we're at DEFCON 3. War is imminent. This is the captain. That is all.
Very inspiring, sir.
Ramsey grins crookedly.
Come on, come on.
Hunter stands very still, watching Ramsey go. White letters read, Day 12, 1 November, 300 miles off the Kamchatka Peninsula. In the sonar room, the operators' faces reflect the green glow from the screens in front of them.
Sue, come here.
The operator hands his headset to Rivetti.
Hit it?
Another sonar man stares at his screen.
I've got a broadband contact bearing 047, signing tracker Sierra and ATF.
Con sonar, we have a possible submerged submarine bearing 047. Designate contact master 28.
Sonar Con I, man battle station's torpedo rig for ultra quiet.
Rig tubes 1 and 4 fully ready.
Rig tubes 1 and 4 fully ready, I assume.
Men tumble out of bunks and race along catwalks. Red alarm lights flash. Men hurtle to their stations. Ramsey and Hunter enter sonar.
All right, what do you got?
Sir, we have a possible submerged submarine bearing 049, designate Master 28. Best step for evasion, sir, is 831 feet to avoid that sub.
Lieutenant Mahoney, this is the captain. Increase your speed to standard. Come left to course 270. Make your depth 831 feet. Smartly. You find out who that is.
Aye, sir. Who are you, sweetheart?
Helm, all ahead, standard. Dive, make your depth 831 feet smartly.
Aye, sir.
In control, the helm dips forward. The sub's nose drops just as Zimmer's EAM alarm flashes.
Con radio, receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Recommend alert one.
Alert one, alert one. Incoming emergency action.
Zimmer sees the words, launch 10 nuclear missiles, Russian missiles fueled, ready to launch 1 hour. He and Westerman head for the control room.
Captain, we have a properly formatted emergency action message from National Command Authority for strategic missile launch, Captain.
I concur, sir. Get the authenticator.
Ramsey and Hunter exchange grave glances. Zimmer and Westerman open the safe, and from a red niche, they take a key and another slim plastic case containing a red card. The four men stride towards the control room, leaning forward against the incline of the diving sub and pulling themselves along using grab handles.
Keep the watch. Secure from battle station torpedo. Man battle station's missile for strategic launch.
Secure from battle station's torpedo.
Man battle station's missile.
Sir, request permission to authenticate.
Permission granted, authenticate.
Westerman snaps the case open. Zimmer reads from the card, Westerman from the printed message.
Bravo, Echo, Echo. Charlie, Alpha, Tango, Alpha.
Bravo, Echo, Echo, Charlie, Alpha, Tango, Alpha.
Message is authentic, sir.
I concur, sir.
I concur, sir. Message is authentic. Sir, you kept his missile key?
Grim-faced and tight-jawed, Ramsey puts the tape with a missile key round his neck and stretches up for a mic. Chief Cobb stares stolidly at his controls.
This is the captain. Set condition 1SQ for strategic missile launch. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24. The release of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is not a drill.
XO, take the con. Go to my stateroom for the launch keys.
XO, how's the con?
Set condition 1SQ for strategic missile launch.
Spin up missiles 1 through 5, 20 through 24.
In his cabin, Ramsey opens a safe, watched by a nervous sailor.
This is the XO.
Con weapons, estimated time to 1SQ for strategic launches, 14 minutes, sir.
In the red light of the weapons room, Wetz sets a countdown clock to run precisely 14 minutes. Ramsey opens a safe within a safe, pulls out a key ring, and gives one small bunch of keys to the sailor.
Go.
Ramsey locks away the remaining keys while the sailor sprints for a stairway.
Set condition 1SQ for strategic missile launch.
Coming through!
Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24.
The sailor races onward and Ramsey returns to control.
Have the con?
Captain has a con.
Passing 550 feet.
In communications, the operator screen breaks up into streaks and flashes. He twists his controls and reaches for a mic.
Con, radio, sir, we are out of VLF radio range. Full message capacity is cut off.
Radio, Con, extend extremely low frequency antenna.
Passing 600 feet, coming to 831 feet, sir.
A radio aerial streams out along the length of the diving sub. In the green light of the sonar room, Rivetti spots a tubular red blip on its screen.
Con sonar, sir, we have misclassification. Mount that tape. Get the classification on your monitor.
Batty, what the hell is going on?
Sir, the Master 28 is classified as a Russian Akula class hunter killer. Bearing 196, sir. He's close, but I don't think he spotted us.
The long, lean Russian sub glides through the water.
Stay on it!
Aye, sir.
Captain, how's the color?
Passing 800 feet, sir.
Continue the dive. Give me 5 degree down bubble.
Continue rigging for ultra quiet.
Aye, aye, sir. 5 degree down bubble. Rigging for ultra quiet, sir.
With Cobb's broad hand on his shoulder, the sweating helmsman pushes the wheel further forward, and the Alabama dives deeper. Ramsey reaches for a mic.
Gentlemen, this is the captain. We have an Akula-class submarine out there. We know that Rodchenko controls at least 4 submarines. This could be one of them. Russian rebels have threatened to launch against our country and are fueling right now.
They will have launch capability in 60 minutes.
We also have orders to launch our missiles, which is exactly what we're going to do.
We are rigging for ultra-quiet. All hands be ready.
This is as real as it gets. We'll presume nothing.
Defend ourselves at all cost.
If that sub so much as comes around or opens up a tube door, we're gonna take her out.
Passing 900 feet.
In sonar, Rivetti and an operator stare at the green sonar beam sweeping like a watch hand around an empty screen.
He's gone.
Kelly is. He's up there.
950.
Con, weapons, missile systems ready to launch in 11 minutes.
The Alabama's dive continues. In communication, another EAM begins on Zimmer's screen, but breaks up into rows of meaningless letters.
Con, radio, receiving transmission on extremely low frequency receiver, sir.
Very well. Mr. Hunter, go to the radio, please.
Okay, flip code.
What do you got?
XO, incoming EAM on the broadcast, but we're too deep to receive any radio communication, sir.
Hunter snatches up a telephone.
Captain?
XO, we got a limited radio transmission indicating an incoming EAM. We need to go shallow to reestablish communications.
With that sub still up there? Mr. Hunter, it's my intel. Come up the con, Mr. Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Zero bubble.
Zero bubble, aye, sir. 1,275 feet, sir.
Con, weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 10 minutes.
Sir.
Attention, all hands. Ship has been rigged for ultra-quiet.
Captain?
Reading a manual, Ramsey holds up a finger to silence Hunter.
When our missile system is ready, Mr. Hunter, it is my intention to rise to launch depth, launch our birds, and then get the hell out of there. Not until then. I can't jeopardize the safety of this ship.
Yes, sir. May I suggest that we float the buoy, sir? We have enough cable. That should give us enough reach to receive the EAM transmission. Sir.
Very well, float the buoy.
Chief of the watch, float the buoy.
Float the radio buoy, aye, sir.
The buoy erupts from a hatch in a cloud of bubbles tugging cable from a winch. Ramsey glances coldly at Hunter's back.
Radio buoy deploying, sir. Attention, 2,000 pounds.
Hunter turns and catches Ramsey's eye.
Very well. Con, weapons. Estimated time to 1SQ, 8 minutes, 30 seconds, sir.
More bubbles erupt from the winch as it malfunctions. Everyone looks up in alarm.
The winch. Con, sonar, we have a sound short from the buoy winch.
Stop the goddamn winch.
Winch is stopped, sir. God damn it.
In control and sonar, no one moves. Eyes flicker as everyone listens with trepidation.
TSO, is that sound still out there?
Sonar, TSO, is that sound still out there? Sound's gone, sir.
Ramsey's lips tighten. The officers in control look up nervously. In sonar, Hunter peers up at the array of screens as men with headsets listen intently.
Getting something.
In the dim water, the Russian sub heels over as she turns sharply. A torpedo hatch opens in her bows.
Soup, he's coming around. Khan, sonar, the Akula's turning towards, sir.
A torpedo bursts from the Akula.
Khan, sonar, torpedo on the water, bearing 241. Second torpedo in the water, bearing 242.
All ahead, flank. Right full rudder.
The torpedoes streak through the water, leaving a trail of silver bubbles.
Khan sonar, 3,000 yards in closing, sir.
Maneuvering Khan, cavitate.
The Alabama's scimitar-shaped propeller blades spin faster as she turns sluggishly right.
Sound a collision alarm. Right, sir.
2,500 yards.
Rig ship for impact.
Hang on your ass, gentlemen.
The red-nosed torpedoes surge onwards.
1,500 yards, bearing 070071. 1,200 yards.
The two red streaks on the sonar screen hurtle towards the Alabama as she turns away.
1,000 yards and closing fast.
Khan, radio, receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one.
950 yards.
Launch a 5-inch evasion device. Launch countermeasures.
Two small devices spin out from hatches in the Alabama's hull.
Countermeasures away, sir!
Shift your rudder to left full!
500 yards and closing fast!
The Alabama swings left, leaving the two devices spinning in a cloud of bubbles to her right.
300 yards and closing, sir!
Rivetti watches the red torpedo blips on the sonar screen approach the stern of the Alabama. In the water, the first torpedo turns slightly to strike one of the devices.
Sir, the first torpedo's going after the countermeasures!
The next torpedo strikes the second device and explodes in a huge fireball close to the Alabama, rocking and shaking her violently. Lights flash and officers and men cling to grab handles. Slowly, the ship steadies.
Khan, sonar! The Akula's disappeared in the thermal, sir.
All ahead, Standard! Rudder amidships!
All ahead, Standard! Rudder amidships!
All stations.
All stations, report damage! Report damage!
Sonar, Khan. Report hostile contact.
Khan, sonar, we lost him, sir.
Well, keep looking. He's out there looking for us.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, Khan. Estimated time to 1SQ.
Khan, weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 6 minutes.
Very well.
Hunter enters the communications room.
December, where's that EAM?
He sees a sailor with a cut eyebrow.
You all right, son?
Yes, sir.
The EAM reads nuclear missile LAUN.
That's it?
It's incomplete, sir. We lost it when the radio buoy cable got severed.
All right.
Hunter leaves with a message. Outside, the broken radio buoy cable flutters behind the sub. In control, Ramsey accepts a stick of gum from a crewman.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get on with it. All ahead, one-third. Steady as you go.
All ahead, one-third. Steady eye, sir.
Make your depth 150 feet. Zero bubble. Up slow and silent to launch depth.
Up slow and silent to launch depth. Aye, aye, Captain.
Hunter strides into control with the EAM.
Captain? Got the EAM. What do you think?
I think there's nothing on this.
Yes, sir. It got cut off during the attack.
Then it's meaningless.
Sir, this is an EAM pertaining to nuclear missile.
No, Mr. Hunter. That's a message fragment.
Because it got cut off during the attack, so the message could mean anything. It could be a message to a board, it could be a message.
It could be a fake Russian transmission.
Which is exactly why we need to confirm, sir. All I'm asking for is the time we need to get back online.
Calm down, Mr. Hunter.
I am calm.
You don't appear to be calm.
Khan weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 4 minutes.
Step aside, Seaman.
Yes, sir.
A young sailor smartly moves away. Ramsey exchanges a look with Cobb, then faces Hunter.
We have orders in hand. And those orders to make a preemptive launch. Every second that we lose increases the chances that by the time our missiles arrive, their silos could be empty because they'd flown their birds and struck us first.
Yes, sir.
You know as well as I do that any launch order received without authentication is no order at all. That's our number one rule.
National rule
is the basis for the scenario we've trained on time and time again.
Yes, sir.
It's a rule we follow without exception.
Captain, National Military Command Center knows what sector we're in. They have satellites looking down on us to see if our birds are aloft, and if they're not, then they give our orders to somebody else. That's why we maintain more than one sub. It's what they call redundancy.
I know about redundancy, Mr. Hunter.
All I'm saying...
Ramsey moves away. Hunter looks around. The crew avoid his eyes. He follows Ramsey, who is tapping a clipboard held in one hand into the palm of the other.
All I'm saying, Captain, is that we have backup. Now it's our duty not to launch until we can confirm.
You're presuming that we have other submarines out there ready to launch. But as Captain, I must assume that our submarines could have been taken out by other Akulas. We can play these games all night, Mr. Hunter, but I don't have the luxury of your presumptions.
Sir.
Mr. Hunter, we have rules that are not open to interpretation, personal intuition, gut feelings, hairs on the back of your neck, little devils or angels sitting on your shoulders.
Captain.
We're all very well aware what our orders are and what those orders mean. They come down from our commander-in-chief. They contain no ambiguity.
Captain.
Mr. Hunter, I've made a decision. I'm captain of this boat. Now shut the fuck up!
Ramsey glares. Hunter looks shocked. Other officers turn and stare at them.
Weapons, Khan.
Ship targeting to target package SLBM 64741/2.
This is the captain.
Troubled, Hunter shakes his head.
Captain, I cannot concur.
Repeat my command.
Sir, we don't know what this message means. Our target package could have changed.
You repeat this order, or I'll find somebody who will.
Hell no, you won't, sir.
You're relieved of your position. Cobb, remove Mr. Hunter from the control room. Get Lieutenant Zimmer in here right now.
No, sir. I do not concur, and I do not recognize your authority to relieve me under command under Navy regulations.
Cobb, arrest this man
Captain
and get him out of here!
Under operating procedures governing the release of nuclear weapons, we cannot launch our missiles unless both you and I agree.
Cobb, what are you waiting for?
Sir. This is expressly why your command must be repeated. It requires my assent. I do not give it. And furthermore, you continue upon this course and insist upon this launch without confirming this message first. I will be
chief of the boat.
Back by the rules of precedence,
as Captain, commanding officer of the USS Alabama. I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of
Navy regulations.
I say again, I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of mutiny. Cobb!
Captain, please, the XO is right. We can't launch unless he concurs.
To the USS Alabama. Rebel-controlled missiles being fueled. Launch codes compromised. Dissonance threatened launch at continental United States. Set DEFCON 2. Immediately launch 10 Trident missile sorties. They're fueling their missiles! We don't have time to fuck around!
Sir, I think you need time to think this over.
I don't have to think this over!
Captain, I relieve you of your command of this ship. Cobb, escort the captain to his stateroom. I'm assuming command.
You're not assuming anything.
Chief of the boat, Captain Ramsey's under arrest. Lock him in his stateroom.
Captain, please.
Now, Cobb!
Aye, sir. Mitchell, Walker. Take the captain below.
Two crewmen step forward. Ramsey and Hunter glare at each other, and other officers stare at them. Ramsey turns to Cobb, who looks down. Ramsey's head drops. Ramsey throws down his clipboard and walks past Hunter, taking off his glasses. He stops and turns.
You're way out of your league, Hunter. You're not ready to make tough decisions yet.
He tosses the captain's missile launch key to Hunter and leaves, followed by the two crewmen. The Alabama slides on through the dark sea. In the dull red glow of the weapons room, Webb shakes his head and looks round at his crew.
What the hell are we waiting for?
Webb picks up cigarettes and lights one. In the control room, no one has moved.
Anybody here disagrees with what I've done? Then you feel free to relieve yourself of duty now.
Hunter turns around slowly, looking at each of the men in turn.
Anybody?
He stares particularly at the miserable-looking Cobb, who doesn't move. Hunter puts the missile key around his neck and moves to the control position.
All stations.
Aye, sir.
Hunter reaches for the mic. In the weapons room, Webb blows smoke towards the ceiling.
This is the executive officer. I have assumed command of this ship under authority granted me by Navy regulations. I have
relieve Captain Ramsey of his duties for acting in contravention of the rules and regulations regarding nuclear weapons release. It is my intention to delay the missile launch, maintaining our current state of readiness, pending confirmation of an emergency action message that was cut off during the attack. Remaining battle stations missile. Carry on.
What the hell are we doing, Fred?
I don't know about you, but I'm pissing my pants.
Mitchell and Walker lock the door of Ramsey's stateroom behind him and stand guard. Inside, Ramsey leans against the door for a moment, then throws off his red uniform baseball cap with its gold braid on the brim. He sits at his desk, pulls down a file, and waves Bear onto his lap. Ramsey puts on his glasses, opens Hunter's file, and studies it. In weapons, a crewman picks up a mic and looks up at a clock.
Con, weapons. Russians will have missile launch capability in 39 minutes.
Chief of the boat?
In the control room, the grim-looking Cobb faces Hunter.
Sir?
Thank you, Cobb.
Thank you? Fuck you. Cut it straight, Mr. Hunter. I'm not on your side. Now, you could be wrong. Wrong, all right. The captain can't just replace you at will. That was completely improper, and that's why I did what I did. By the book.
I thank you anyway.
Cobb stares at him, then turns away, jaw clenched. The Alabama slides on. Hunter returns to command and picks up a mic.
Radio, Con. Mr. Zimmer, get those communications back online now.
In communication, Zimmer is sweating.
We're working on it, sir.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Are you ready?
Ready. Go.
Jesus fucking thing.
Well, this whole system is crashed. Radio buoy is severed. What the fuck does he want us to do?
Shit, electrons?
Hey, Vossel, we need communications, not smart-ass remarks.
Aye, sir.
All stop, 10 degrees up.
10 up, aye, sir.
All stop, aye, sir, answers, all stop.
Cobb's hand on his shoulder, the helmsman hauls back on the wheel, and the deck tilts up sharply. In his cabin, Ramsey, still reading, joins Bear on his bunk. In the water, the faint outline of the Akula appears. In sonar, Rivetti spots the red blip.
Come on, sonar! Holy shit, sir! He's right on top of us! He's turning toward!
Torpedo tubes open in the smooth nose of the Akula.
Range!
600 yards!
Torpedoes are ready, sir.
No, we're in too close. Our weapons won't have time to arm. All ahead, flank. Chief, put a watch to maneuvering. Give me max speed now.
Maximum speed, answer!
The long, fat Alabama rolls slightly as she swings left and the torpedoes race towards her.
Sonar, Con, let me know when our range to that cooler is open to 1,000 yards.
Con, sonar, aye, sir.
God damn, let's just shoot the fucker. What's 1,000 yards for?
Because it takes 1,000 yards for the torpedoes to arm. Jesus, would you fuck to get on this ship?
Launch four countermeasures.
Two swirling devices burst from the Alabama's hull.
Countermeasures away, sir.
Rig ship for impact.
Rig ship for impact.
Aye, sir.
Rivetti stares open-mouthed at his screen. The torpedoes hurtle towards the sub's stern. She swings right, and they streak along her length, almost grazing her hull, and disappear into the grayness beyond.
They missed! They passed the stern and were too close to arm, sir. Consona, range of the Akula, 950 yards and opening fast.
Go to manual on the arming mechanisms, tubes 2 and 4. Snapshot 2 and 4.
Tubes fire electrically, sir.
Two torpedoes erupt from low on either side of the Alabama's hull. In his dimly lit cabin, Ramsey looks up in surprise.
Sonar, Con, give me exact ranging and speed on our weapons.
Range 300 yards at 50 knots, sir. 200 yards, 50 knots.
Hunter concentrates on his stopwatch.
100 yards, 55 knots. 75 yards, weapons ready for arming, sir.
Steady course, 231.
Aye, sir, 231.
Arm torpedoes 2 and 4. Now, torpedoes are up, sir.
On Ravetta's screen, a box appears around the torpedoes and the Akula.
We're locked on the Akula!
A torpedo shoots under the Akula and detonates. The Akula explodes in a huge ball of fire. Shockwaves rock the Alabama.
You got it, sir!
The lights flicker. Men punch the air. Ramsay looks up from his bunk. Another torpedo streaks through the water.
Con sonar, incoming torpedo! They must have got one off before they got hit, sir!
Right full rudder, launch starboard countermeasures.
Countermeasures away, sir!
Dive, make your depth 1,200 feet!
Running now, now! Take a deep, full dive in those flames! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
The bow of the Alabama dips sharply downwards.
Hang on, everybody!
The red blip on Rivetti's screen creeps closer. The torpedo explodes, brighter than daylight, white and orange, directly astern of the Alabama. Inside, men hang on to grab handles. In communication, sparks fly. Down in the bilge bay, a torrent of water sweeps men off their feet. The Alabama continues her dive. In his darkened cabin, Ramsay looks grimly at Bear beside him on the bunk. In sonar, Rivetti looks around. The Alabama noses downwards past high underwater cliffs. In the bilge bay, Lawson is up to his chest in water.
Open activation suction! Start the green flag! Go, go, go!
In the dim emergency lighting of the control room, Hunter grabs a mic.
All stations, make damage report to control.
Control! Downstream! We got out of control flooding!
Our engineer!
Request damage control!
Mr. Mahoney, get a damage control party down there.
Forward damage control party. Get Lieutenant Hellerman. Flooding in the Bill's Bay. Get him down there now!
As the Alabama drifts downwards, her propeller stops rotating.
Con, maneuvering! We've lost propulsion, sir!
Jupiter boat, how are we doing?
Sir, we are going down. I need propulsion.
Forward ballast tanks are damaged, sir. Forward air pressure, zero.
Maneuvering, Con. Restore propulsion as soon as possible.
Con, maneuvering. Restore propulsion as soon as possible. Aye, sir!
Water sprays over the maneuvering officer as the Alabama sinks slowly. In the bilge bay, a crewman uses all his strength to turn a big spanner, and the flow of water slows. He wades past Lawson and takes a mic.
Control, bilge bay! Flooding is loud! I think we got it under control, sir!
Passing 1,500 feet. At 1,850, it's all over.
The Alabama twists gently down. In communication, Zimmer and Westergaard exchange nervous glances. Rivetti peers at his screen, then looks up, listening. Cobb wipes away sweat with a big square hand.
Passing 1,600 feet.
On catwalks, men stand in the glow of red and white emergency lighting, watching and listening. In sonar, a young operator stares nervously upwards. In the bilge bay, Lawson yells to the man with the spanner. Barnes wades past Lawson and, with water sluicing over his head, applies his spanner to the valve. In sonar, the young operator's face crumples as he runs a hand through his hair. Cobb watches the depth gauge.
Passing 1,650 feet.
Hunter listens impassively. In sonar, one operator crosses himself. Another pulls off his headset. The Alabama shudders.
What the hell is going on?
Take it easy.
The boat drifts deeper. Lieutenant Hellerman, carrying a big flashlight, struggles along a corridor to the hatch opening down to the bilge bay. He takes a mic from the wall.
Con, bilge bay! Flooding has recommenced! It looks like 3 men are trapped!
Bilge bay, Con, try and get those men out of there as soon as you can and seal that bay.
Sir, if we don't seal the bilge bay now, we'll lose the ship.
Hunter stares at the tight-lipped Cobb.
Bilge bay, Con. Can you get the men out?
Run it, go fucking way! If I go down there, I'll never get out!
Below, Barnes hauls on his spanner.
Barnes, come on, you gotta come! Move, Barnes, come on, you can start moving!
Bilge bay, Con, seal that bay.
Barnes, let's go! Come on, I gotta close the hatch!
Barnes puts all his strength into turning the spanner.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Bilge bay, Con, I say again, seal that bay.
Son, there are men down there, they're gonna drown!
Lieutenant Hellerman, you have your orders. Now seal the goddamn bay before we all go down!
Please! Get the fuck out!
A pipe cover the size of a dinner plate bursts into Barnes's face. Barnes is thrown backwards into the water. He sinks slowly, arms aloft. blood streaming in a pink cloud from his face. His colleagues dive down towards him. Above, water starts to spout from the hatch and Hellerman struggles to close it. In control, Cobb stares fixedly at the depth gauge. Hellerman forces the hatch down and spins a wheel to lock it. Below, blue overalled figures drift lifelessly in the water. Hunter hangs up the mic, swallows hard, and crosses to Cobb.
Passing 1,800 feet. Approaching hull crush depth, sir.
The boat drifts down. In sonar, Rivetti looks up, listening. Webb's face gleams in the red light of the weapons room. Westergaard breathes hard and swallows, his eyes slightly bulbous behind round, wire-rimmed glasses. The boat drifts down.
Cobb
maneuvering, turbine power restored! Main sea water cross valve repaired!
Hunter swallows again as the big propeller blades start to turn and the sub levels out.
And rising.
Motion limit ahead full, sir!
Take us up to periscope, yeah?
Aye, aye, sir.
Hunter grasps Cobb's shoulder, smiling. Cobb grins up at him. Hunter moves away, checking around him. A young man in a headset rolls his head as if to relax. Another, open mouthed, breathes hard. Hunter stops, looks down, and breathes hard himself. Westergaard, tear-streaked, slaps Zimmer's hand. Radio operators hug and shake hands. In sonar, one operator tugs his chin, another twists and turns his head, panting. Alabama moves steeply up through the water. Carrying a flashlight, Lieutenant Doherty runs awkwardly up the incline toward the captain's stateroom and stops in front of the two guards outside it.
Step aside, Tommy.
I'm sorry, sir. The XO ordered
us... Fuck the XO! The ship has been hit, and I'm going in to see my captain. Now stand aside. Stand aside!
One of the guards steps away, and Doherty unlocks the door.
Captain.
He enters. Ramsey is lying on his bunk reading.
Sir, how bad is it, Mr. Doherty? It's bad, sir.
I've just been looking at Hunter's file here. Closest to combat he's been is a policy seminar.
Give me an order, sir.
As quietly as you can, you get to Mr. Zimmer and Mr. Westergaard.
How about Linkletter?
Now, you won't be able to talk to the TSO. He's at the con. But you can get to Webb's. We gotta have Webb's. He's the key. You get me those men, a small security force, and come back and get me.
Aye, sir.
Don't get overzealous now and try to recruit the whole ship. Lead from the top down.
Aye, sir. Right away.
Doherty leaves, and Ramsey gently strokes Bear. Doherty swings into the weapons room and stands close behind Webb's.
Talk to you in the passageway. Right now, Pete. Come on.
Webb's looks around in surprise and sees Zimmer and Westergaard standing outside. He walks out to the passage, followed by Doherty. He looks from one to the other.
What's going on?
We're not going to let this go down with the XO at the helm.
We're not.
No, we're not.
Been with the captain for years, and this asshole Hunter shows up, and I'm supposed to follow him because he says so?
You're not supposed to. You've been ordered to. That's what this is about. Proper orders.
Proper orders? He has proper orders. He won't act on them.
He's in command now. If they order him to launch, we'll launch. I won't blow him all to hell. But I'd rather go down myself and get this one wrong.
Look, our procedures are clear. In the absence of a contravening order, in a situation like this, we follow the orders in hand.
Exactly. You know how many checks we go through to make sure a launch order is authentic? The XO agreed with those orders. Now he just wants to throw them away. They don't count.
He's lost his nerve.
Bullshit! I know this guy, Bobby.
Webb's, we've been ordered to launch. Now why in the world would we do that if they weren't prepared to launch at us?
We don't know that for sure. That's the whole point. That's why he wants time to confirm the message.
That's the whole fucking point, is we don't have time.
Rodchenko is fueling his burst. Now, why do you think he's doing that? Why? You don't put on a condom unless you're gonna fuck.
A crewman approaches.
Go back to your station. Go back to your station and stay there.
The crewman goes. Zimmer gestures at Weps.
Come on, man. Peter, think about your family, man.
I am.
Dougherty holds his flashlight on Weps' face, and the three men stare at him.
I mean, what do you plan to do?
Nothing without you. You're a senior officer, department head. TSO's with Hunter.
And you have the keys to the small arms locker. Now, we want to recruit a few more men, and then we're going to open up that arsenal.
I just talked to the captain in his room. He specifically asked for you. He says we cannot go without you.
I don't believe this. This is a mutiny, Peter. There's only two sides to a mutiny. Now, your captain is asking for your help. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Weps looks down. Zimmer gazes at him from behind silver-rimmed spectacles. The sturdier Dougherty is almost smiling. Weps looks up. A bead of sweat trickles down his face.
All right.
Weps shakes his head. A weapons crewman holds a mic.
Con, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 24 minutes.
The doors to the small arms locker fly open. Dougherty arms himself with a pistol. Zimmer hands out arms to other crew, slips an ammunition clip into a pistol, and holsters it himself. He offers another to Weps, who waves a hand in refusal.
You're doing the right thing.
The Alabama moves steadily through the water, her propeller churning. Ramsey looks up and frowns as the lights come on in his cabin.
Electrical power has been restored. All stations prepare to reinitiate the system.
Ramsey sits up on his bunk. In the control room, Hunter pulls down a mic.
Radio, Con. Mr. Zimmer, what's the status on that radio repair?
Con, radio, all systems are still down, sir. Lieutenant Zimmer isn't here.
Where is he?
I don't know, sir.
Hunter and Cobb exchange glances.
Very well.
Hunter crosses to Cobb at the helm.
Mr. Mahoney has the con.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
Cop.
Sir.
Send a man to find Zimmer.
Aye, sir.
Get his hide on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Chief Young.
Zimmer and Dougherty thrust their guns at Ramsey's guards.
Turn around.
At ease, sailor.
Ramsey, in drill trousers and navy blue sweater, wags a finger at Bear. He dons his red cap as Weps opens the door.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hintz.
Trust the guard.
Sir.
Ready, sir.
Let's get on with it.
The guards are bundled into the cabin.
Stinger!
Bear leaps at the two nervous-looking sailors. Ramsey leads the group briskly along a corridor.
Are you people returning to your stations?
Mr. Rivetti?
Sir?
Follow me, please.
Yes, sir.
Hunter strides through the sonar room. Rivetti takes off his headset and follows him out. Hunter turns into a cabin. Through the open door, Rivetti sees Cobb walking by, holstering a gun. Hunter closes the door, looks at Rivetti, and produces a small set of keys.
No problem, sir.
These are the keys to the entire cell.
Ramsey takes the stairways towards the control room at a run, followed by men with pistols in their hands. Hunter strides into the communications room.
Con, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 21 minutes. Who's in charge here?
Shit! Me, sir.
Vossler hauls electronic equipment onto a work surface.
How long is it going to take?
I don't know, sir.
You know what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think you do. Let me explain it to you. If we launch and we're wrong, what's left of Russia is going to launch at us. There will be a nuclear holocaust beyond imagination. So it's all about knowing, Mr. Vossler. We have to know whether or not our order to launch has been recalled or not. The only way we're going to know is if you fix that radio. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You ever watch Star Trek?
Star Trek.
You know Star Trek and USS Enterprise, though? All right. You remember when the Klingons were going to blow up the Enterprise and Captain Kirk calls down to Scotty? He says, Scotty, I got to have more power.
He needs more warp speed.
Warp speed, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm Captain Kirk. You're Scotty. I need more power. I'm telling you, if you do not get this radio up, 1 billion people are going to die. Now, it's all up to you. I know that's a shitty deal, but you got it. Can you handle it?
Vossler's jaw muscles twitch as he grits his teeth.
Scotty.
Both men's faces are beaded with sweat.
All right, Captain.
Hunter slaps him on the back and leaves.
You got anything?
No, Vossler.
Get on it.
Ramsey leads his column of men up another stairway. Hunter enters the control room.
I have a con.
XO has a con.
Chief of the boat, make your depth 75 feet. Continue up the periscope depth.
Belay that order!
Ramsey moves to the center of the control room while his followers spread around it, holding guns on the officers already there. Zimmer takes Cobb's pistol. Ramsey and Hunter glare at each other.
Any of you officers or chiefs feel you've been unjustly caught up in this thing? You stand with me now.
Three young officers move nervously behind Ramsey, who nods at one. Doherty slaps another on the shoulder. The others stand fast. Hunter glances at Westergaard, the only other black officer present, who looks away, then meets Hunter's eyes. Hunter looks at Zimmer, who holds his gun at arm's length in both hands, pointing steadily at Cobb's head. Zimmer's eyes flick towards Hunter, then back to Cobb. Hunter stares at Webbs, who looks down unhappily. Slowly, Hunter takes the missile launch key from his neck.
Sir, propulsion has been restored. All flooding has been contained. All communications are still down.
With Doherty's pistol pointing at him, Hunter hands Ramsey the key, and the two stare coldly at each other.
Take him away. Lock him up in the officer's mess.
Doherty grabs for Hunter's arm. Hunter slaps his hand away. Guns swing towards him. Doherty's lips pull back in a slight grin. Hunter's eyes leave Ramsey, and he moves close in front of Webbs, staring at him contemptuously. Webbs shakes his head slightly. A nerve jumps in the corner of his left eye as he looks at the floor. Armed men escort Hunter and several others away. Ramsey walks over to Cobb. Cobb looks down, expressionless, and leaves with Benefield, the man Rivetti had a fight with, holding a rifle at his back. Ramsey watches, head on one side.
Webbs, return to missile control. Zimmer, you stay with me.
Aye, sir.
Rest of you, return to your stations. Inform your men directly. If the captain is in command, I have the con.
Captain has the con.
Diving officer, make your depth 150 feet.
150 feet, aye, sir.
1 MC. May I have your attention, please? Crew of the USS Alabama. An attempted mutiny has been put down. We'll maintain security alert. Authorized movement only in two-man teams. In the absence of further radio communication, on orders from the National Command Center, we'll achieve launch depth as quickly as we can for strategic missile launch. We all know what this means. It's not something one would wish for. But we have the obligation, under authenticated orders issued by our Commander-in-Chief, to prevent the attack on our country. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 15 minutes. Set condition 1SQ. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24 for strategic missile launch. The use of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the captain. Mr. Zimmer is the new XO.
Set condition 1SQ.
Red missile prepared signs light up on Zimmer's console.
Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24 for strategic launch. The use of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the XO.
Weapons con. Confirm target package SLBM 64741/2. For missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24.
Target package confirmation, sir.
This is the captain.
Webb's face, one side lit by the red weapons room lights, the other in deep shadow, drips with sweat, and his jaw works as he studies the target sheet.
Con, weapons. Confirm target package SLBM 64741/2 for missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24. Aye, sir.
Two crewmen pass the armed guard outside the officer's mess. Inside, the captive officers stand, still and silent.
Look, it's not a mutiny. I did everything by the book.
It's not about the book. If the Russians are going to launch and we sit here and do nothing,
Who's gonna stop him? Half of me's glad the captain came back. He could be right, you know.
No orders are valid, Cobb, if they're wrong.
We don't know if they're wrong.
That's true, we don't know. That's why we have to find out first.
A heavily built officer sits. Hunter pours himself a coffee.
What if Rodchenko surrendered and it's over? We launch, they see us, they launch. Our birds pass each other in the air. Boom. What do you got?
Nuclear war.
Nuclear holocaust.
Outside, Rivetti hurries along the corridor alone. Benefield, on guard, slams him against the wall.
What are you doing down here?
Jesus, it's just going to the bathroom.
Nobody moves alone. Come on, you know the drill.
What, Benefield? That ain't an escort to take a shit.
Shut up. I'm gonna call control. You stay right there.
Oh, fuck this.
I mean it, man.
Benefield turns. Rivetti slams the heel of his hand into Benefield's face and grabs the gun.
Okay, Mobius. Open the door.
Broke my nerve.
Shut up, fat boy.
Benefield opens the door with Rivetti's keys. The officer sees him.
Mr. Rivetti, I'm impressed.
I never liked him, sir.
Rivetti, go to laundry, get four sets of coveralls. And four caps.
Aye, sir.
Rivetti leaves. Officers strip Benefield of his flak jacket. In the corridor, Rivetti spots a black crewman.
Davis! Can I talk to you a second? Come on.
In the mess, Hunter and the officers zip up overalls.
Everybody ready?
Yeah. Do it.
Benefield is seated, taped up and scowling. As they leave, Rivetti slaps his head. Outside, Davis salutes smartly. Three more crews stand with him.
We're with you, sir.
Let's go.
Hunter leads nine men away at a run, one in Benefield's jacket and helmet, the others in overalls. In the control room, Doherty sits at the depth gauge.
Approaching launch depth.
Very well. Make your depth 150 feet. Zero bubble. Commence hovering.
Zero bubble. Commence hovering. Aye, sir.
Con, weapons. Estimated time to weapon system 1SQ, 3 minutes 30 seconds, sir.
Con, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 12 minutes.
Opening missile hatches.
On the top of the ship, pairs of circular hatches open, standing in two rows along the length of the hull. At the arms locker, Hunter's team equip themselves with guns. In the weapons room, Webs answers the phone.
Webs.
Webs. This is Hunter. Listen to me.
Where are you?
Don't worry about where I am. You cannot proceed. We got other ships out there that can handle this. Now, you can't be influenced by the captain or anybody else. You got to make up your own mind.
Con, weapons. Estimated time to missile launch, 3 minutes and counting, sir.
Webs. Webs, listen, don't do this. Don't do this. Once you launch, they cannot come back. They cannot come back, Webs. And you know the repercussions if we're wrong, goddammit. Webs, if we fire now, we'll be firing while we're blind and crippled. You understand me?
Where the fuck are you?
Do not remove that firing trigger. Do not open the safe, Webs. It's up to you. You're the only one that knows the combination. It's up to you, Webs. It's up to you.
Webs turns on a crewman staring at him.
Mind your fucking panel!
Webs runs his fingers through his crew-cut hair. At the arms locker, Hunter picks up the phone again.
You guys ready?
Just about, sir.
Radio XO. Vossler?
XO radio. Sir? I don't know, sir.
Vossler, calm down. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Are you calm?
Yeah, sort of.
Get the radio fixed, Vossler. I could have built one by now. How long was it going to take you?
I don't know.
Well, how much time do you need?
Vossler hangs up.
Let's go.
Cobb shuts the locker. In weapons, a crewman reports.
Missile tubes 1 through 5. 20 through 24 at 1SQ, sir.
Webb stares straight ahead, breathing hard.
Ship is hovering on automatic. Dives at 1SQ, Captain.
Missiles at 1SQ. Ready to launch, sir.
Webb's other crewman reports, and Webb's looks down. In control, Zimmer checks his console and turns to Ramsey.
Sir, weapon system is at 1SQ. Missiles are ready for launch, sir.
Very well. Weapons.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, Con. Remove the tactical firing trigger.
Webb stares hard at the combination lock on the safe in front of him. His head drops. A crewman stares at him. In control, Ramsey's eyes narrow.
1MC.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, this is the captain. Unlock the tactical firing trigger.
Webb draws hard on a cigarette.
Webb?
Missiles are ready to launch, man.
Webs doesn't move.
Sir.
Ramsey puts the missile key into a lock on his console.
Shit. Mitchell Zimmer. No one is to touch this key. I'm gonna launch from missile control.
Aye, sir.
Westergaard.
Sir.
Dougherty, come with me. Mahoney, take your con.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
What are you doing, man? We're on SQ. We're ready.
Webs blinks hard. Ramsey and his men move along a corridor.
Dougherty. Aye. Station your guards fore and aft.
Last two forward hatch. First two aft hatch.
Hunter looks down on them through the grating of the catwalk.
They're gonna fire from missile control. We gotta get back to the con and disarm the system. Come on.
We're traveling to crawl space.
Hunter leads his men down one stairway while Ramsey leads his up another. Hunter's men follow him down into a narrow tunnel carrying pipes and cables between decks. Using a flashlight, they bend double to negotiate tiny hatches. Ramsey approaches the weapons room and stands behind Webs.
Mr. Ince, remove the tactical firing key.
Sir, it is my duty to...
Son, don't talk to me about duty. Open the fucking safe!
In the crawl space, Hunter glances up at men walking on the catwalk above. Webb stares at the combination lock.
I can't do that, sir.
Ramsey takes a pistol from Dougherty and holds it to the back of Webb's head.
I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna blow your fucking head off. One. Two. Doesn't mean no good to kill you. You're the only one who knows the combination.
Ramsey turns and jams a gun into the temple of one of Webb's crewmen.
However, Petty Officer Hilaire doesn't know the combination. Millions of lives at stake here, Peter. Don't make a dumb decision. One! Two! Sir!
Ramsey's face relaxes. He looks at Webb's. Then lets his arm fall. Hilaire's eyes close in relief. Webs turns to the safe and starts to spin the combination. In the crawl space, Hunter stops and looks up through a grating.
Con, you and Hunsick are going to enter the con from the bow. Rivetti, Linkletter, and myself, we're coming through the app. Rivetti, you jump right on Zimmer, okay?
Webs continues to spin the lock. Outside the control room, fingers appear through a grating in the floor and slowly raise it. Hunter and Linkletter clamber out stealthily. In weapons, Ramsey glares impatiently.
Come on, come on!
Webs pulls the safe open. Ramsey shoves him aside and grabs a mic.
Fire control ready?
Aye, sir.
Launcher ready?
Aye, sir.
Initiate fire.
Hunter's men attack.
Open the front door open now!
Hunter yanks the key from the control console.
Fire one!
Number one did not fire, sir.
Sir, the captain's key has been removed.
Hunter.
Dougherty leans toward Webs.
They're a piece of shit.
All right, you and you, man the forward hatches.
Aye, sir.
You, man the aft hatches.
Aye, sir.
We're going up to periscope depth. We're going to reestablish communications and get that radio message. Now, anybody got a problem with that? Chief of the boat, make your depth 7-8 feet.
Aye, aye, sir. Make your depth 78 feet. 5-degree up bubble.
Mr. Linkletter, man that periscope.
Aye, sir. Raising number two scope.
Radio, con. Mr. Vossler, this is Captain Kirk. I need warp speed on that radio.
Yes, sir.
Con, weapons.
Russian missiles will have launch capability in 9 minutes.
Ramsey strides towards control. In communications, wave patterns cross Vossler's screen.
Oh, shit! Retouch that lead!
Men in the corridor stare at Ramsey's armed party. They almost break into a run as they near control, racing up a stairway.
Feet at periscope depth, sir.
Mr. Linkletter.
No close contact, sir.
Very well. Chief of the watch, raise the VLF radio antenna.
Raise the VLF antenna. Aye, sir. VLF antenna coming up.
In communication, streaks of light flash intermittently up and down Vossler's screen.
Con radio, sir, I think she's breathing. We're getting close.
Hunter stares up at the EAM alarm box, which stays dark. Ramsey pounds up the final stairway and into the control room.
Hold, sir!
with me.
Shit. I got it.
I have the con.
Ramsey holds his left hand out to Hunter.
Give him a missile key.
Hunter stands immobile, staring at him. Ramsey punches Hunter in the face. A trickle of blood runs from Hunter's nose.
Give me the missile key, Mr. Hunter.
Hunter slowly takes the key from his pocket, and without taking his eyes from Ramsey, deliberately puts it round his own neck.
I'm the commander of this fucking ship! Give me that goddamn key!
More blood dribbles over Hunter's upper lip.
Khan, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 7 minutes.
Khan, radio, sir!
Radio, Khan!
Captain, radio, Vossler, sir. She's breathing again. We are really, really close.
You got 3 minutes, Vossler. 3 minutes and counting.
Yes, sir.
You got 3 minutes.
Ramsey sits down heavily. Men on both sides lift their guns away from the captain and XO. In communications, Vossler works frantically, his hands flicking over radio knobs. In control, Hunter sits facing Ramsey and looks up to watch the blank EAM alarm. Ramsey starts his stopwatch and holds 3 fingers up. Hunter looks very deliberately at his watch, then back at the EAM alarm. Ramsey lights a cigar.
Speaking of horses, did you ever see those Lipizzaner stallions?
What?
From Portugal. The Lipizzaner stallions. Most highly trained horses in the world. They're all white.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're aware they're all white, or yes, sir? You've seen them.
Yes, sir, I've seen them. Yes, sir, I'm aware that they're all white. They're not from Portugal, they're from Spain. And at birth, they're not white. They're black. Sir.
I didn't know that. But they are from Portugal.
More broken signals flash on Vossler's screen.
Come on, Vossler, come on.
Yes! Yes!
Come on. Come on, you got it.
Some of the things they do defy belief. Their training program is simplicity itself. You just stick a cattle prod up their ass and you can get a horse to deal cards. Simple matter of voltage.
Doherty, gun held upward, smiles nastily at Hunter. Rivetti looks around nervously. In communications, Vossler snaps and spins switches and dials.
You're gonna get it, come on.
I almost had it, you saw it.
Khan, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 4 minutes.
Ramsey looks at his watch, then at Hunter.
There you go, there you go!
Ah, shit!
Hunter glances at his watch, then at the alarm.
Okay, boss. There we go, there we go.
Yes!
Ramsey and Hunter rise from their seats as the EAM alarm flashes.
Khan radio, we are receiving flash traffic. Emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Fuck yeah!
Alert one, alert one. Doherty, watch the guard.
Zimmer, get that EAM.
Aye, sir.
Ramsey glares at Hunter.
God help you if you're wrong.
If I'm wrong, then we're at war. God help us all.
Westergaard takes another plastic case from the authentication safe. He and Doherty follow Zimmer, who has the message, to control.
Sir, we have a properly formatted emergency action message from the National Command Authority, sir. Request permission to authenticate, sir.
Permission granted, authenticate.
Hunter snatches the message, reads it, hands it to Ramsey. Westergaard snaps open the case. Everyone else stands very still.
Delta, Delta, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Delta, Tango.
Delta, Delta, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Delta, Tango.
Message is authentic, Captain.
I concur, sir.
Hunter takes the message sheet and the red card.
I concur, sir.
Message is authentic.
All eyes in control are on Ramsey, who frowns. He looks at Zimmer and fingers his cigar.
One MC.
Crew of the Alabama. This is the captain. Set condition 2SQ. Terminate launch. All missiles.
All over the ship, grinning men punch the air, hug and pound each other's backs. Bear stands on Ramsey's bunk, one brown ear pointed, one flopped over, and wags his stumpy tail. Weps raises his tightly clenched right fist, shakes it, then looks round at his crew, smiling. In sonar, a young operator crosses himself. Cobb looks up, eyes closed. Zimmer watches the celebrations unsmiling, as do Ramsey's other supporters. Doherty sets his jaw grimly, staring up at Ramsey and Hunter. Ramsey looks at Hunter, then down at the floor.
Mr. Hunter has the con.
Ramsey walks through the motionless crowd, eyes downcast, and he disappears down a stairway, leaving behind a cloud of cigar smoke. Hunter looks at the message, the words, "Terminate launch." Unconditional surrender of all rebel military forces stand out. His face sad and tired, he crumples up the message sheet. Below, sailors salute as Ramsey passes slowly along a corridor. He returns the salutes and heads into his cabin. On an aircraft carrier, the journalist Richard Valeriani holds a mic. White teletype letters spell out November 2nd, Mediterranean Sea.
In the early hours of this morning, Russian army forces moved in and met surprisingly little resistance. There were some sporadic battles, but apparently the specter of fighting their countrymen proved too much for these rebel troops, and they surrendered quickly. And so a crisis that seemed to be escalating beyond the point of no return was ultimately resolved with fewer than 100 soldiers dead. And the nuclear base captured by Rodchenko is now back in government hands. Reporting live from the French aircraft carrier Foch in the Mediterranean Sea, this is Richard Valeriani for CNN.
U.S. Naval Headquarters, Pearl Harbor. Inside an imposing white building, Hunter in dress white uniform joins Ramsey at attention before three older officers sitting at a desk.
All right, stand there, Lieutenant Commander Hunter. This won't take long. This panel has convened in order to investigate the events subsequent to the setting of condition 1SQ for a strategic missile launch on board the USS Alabama on 1 November. Now, based on the testimony from personnel on board the Alabama, and in no small measure to that of the senior officer, Captain Ramsey, I am prepared to make my recommendations to SUBPAC.
Without my testimony, sir?
You have a problem with that?
I might, sir.
I have known Captain Ramsey for almost 30 years. We served together on more than a few occasions. If he is lying, this will be the first I've heard of it.
Yes, sir.
My primary concern here is the breakdown in the system. In this instance, the system failed because the two senior officers did not work to resolve their differences while preserving the chain of command. Now, you may have been proven right, Mr. Hunter. But insofar as the letter of the law is concerned, you were both right. And you were also both wrong. This is the dilemma that will occupy this panel, this Navy, and this country's armed forces as a whole, long after you leave this room. Off the record, you've both created one hell of a mess, a mutiny aboard a United States nuclear submarine. Violation of nuclear launch protocol. For the record, it is the conclusion of this panel that your actions aboard the Alabama were consistent with the best traditions of the Navy and in the interests of the United States. As such, the recommendations of this panel will be to accept, in a manner reflective of his long and dedicated service to his country, Captain Ramsey's request for early retirement from active duty, and based in no small part on Captain Ramsey's recommendation that Lieutenant Commander Hunter be given his next command at the earliest possible convenience. Unless, of course, you wish to challenge these recommendations.
No, sir.
Captain Ramsey.
No, sir.
Dismissed.
Ramsey steps through the front door of the building and into bright sunshine. He stops to put on his white uniform cap and starts down the steps towards Bear, waiting on the lawn held by a sailor. Hunter comes through the door behind him and puts on his cap.
Captain?
Ramsey turns at the foot of the steps and waits for Hunter. Both men are immaculate in white tropical short-sleeved uniform with gold braid on epaulettes and caps and wearing metal ribbons.
Just wanted to say thank you.
You were right and I was wrong. About the horses, the Lippenzahners. They are from Spain, not Portugal.
Yes, sir.
They salute one another. Ramsey's smile fades as he turns. He walks briskly towards Bear and takes the dog's lead from the sailor. They exchange salutes. Hunter watches the man and dog stride away down the tree-lined path. He smiles to himself and goes. White letters on a black background read, as of January 1996, primary authority and ability to fire nuclear missiles will no longer rest with U.S. submarine commanders. Principal control will reside with the President of the United States.
The audio description for this film was produced by the Home Video Service of the Royal National Institute for the Blind. Audio description written by Peter Wickham, narrated by William Roberts, engineer John Wakeham. Casting by Victoria Thomas. Music composed by Hans Zimmer. Costume designer George L. Little. Film editor Chris Levenson. Production designer Michael White. Director of photography Darius Wolski. Executive producers Bill Unger, Lucas Foster, Mike Moda. Story by Michael Schiffer and Richard P. Henrich. Screenplay by Michael Schiffer. Director Tony Scott. Hunter, Denzel Washington. Ramsey, Gene Hackman. Zimmer, Matt Craven. Cobb, George Junja. Webbs, Viggo Mortensen. Lieutenant Bobby Doherty, James Gandolfini. Lieutenant Westergaard, Rocky Carroll. OOD Mahoney, Jaime P. Gomez. Hunziker, Michael Milhoen. TSO Billy Linkletter, Scott Burkholder. Danny Rivetti, Danny Nucci. Russell Vossler, Lillo Brancato Jr. Benefield, Eric Bruscotter. Lieutenant Paul Hellerman, Rick Schroeder. William Barnes, Steve Zahn. Lawson, Marcelo Thedford. Marty Sottil, R.J. Noel. Navigator, Billy Devlin. Plainsman, Matt Barry. Helmsman, Christopher Burt. Diving Officer, Jim Boyce. Sonoman 2, Jacob Vargas. Sonoman 3, Kai Lennox. Radio Man 1, Michael Weathered. Admiral Williams, Tony Bush. Rick Maricek, Earl Billings. Head Cook Rono, Mark Christopher Lawrence. Chief Klein, Michael Chifo. Guard 1, Ashley Smock. Guard 2, James Lazur. Launcher, Trevor St. John. Fire Control Technician, Dennis Garber. Julia Hunter, Vanessa Bell Calloway. Luke, Brendan Jefferson. Robin, Ashley Calloway. Vladimir Radchenko, Daniel von Bargen. Richard Valeriani, Richard Valeriani. Anchorman, Warren Olney. Lieutenant Commander Nelson, Rad Daly. Phone Talker, Sean O'Brien. Sailor with OBA, Victor Tugundi. Sailor 1, Troy A. Seffers. Seaman Davis, Armand Watson. Phone Talker 2, Brent Michael Goldberg. Petty Officer Hilaire, Scott Grimes. Seaman Grattan, Ryan Phillip. Firing Key Runner, Dale Andre Lee Everett. Ramsey Aid, Angela Tortu. Westergaard Dad, Ronald Ramassar. Westergaard Mom, Robin Faraday. Bob the Magician, Bob Stone. Henry Ince, Henry Mortensen. Additional Magician, Chris Ellis. Stunt Coordinator, Steve Picerni. Stunts, Chuck Picerni Jr., Don McGovern, Pete Antico, Tony Bruggeman, Alan Olney, Darren A. Caperna, Jim Nickerson, Carl Megenthaler, Con Hogan, Johnny M. Martin, Gary Price, Big Daddy Wayne, Clayton Holt, Robert Arnold. Associate Producer, James W. Scotchtopole. Unit Production Manager, Michael Fottrell. First Assistant Director, James W. Scotchtopole. Second Assistant Director, John Wildermuth. Supervising ADR Editor, Juno J. Ellis. ADR editor, Denise Horter. Supervising Foley editor, Victoria Martin. Foley editors, Matthew Harrison, James Lukowski, Fred Burke. Special sound effects, John Faisal. Foley mixer, Eric Gotthelf. ADR mixers, Bob Barron, Charlene Richards. Foley artists, Kevin Bartnoff, Catherine Rowe. Re-recording mixers, Kevin O'Connell, Rick Klein, Gregory H. Watkins. Recordists, Dan Sharp, John Brilhante, Matt Araki. Re-recorded at Sony Cary Grant Theatre. Additional re-recording mixer, Greg P. Russell. Chief Lighting Technician, Claudia Miranda. Assistant Chief Lighting Technician, Al DeMeo. Board Operator, Ed Maloney. Key Grip, J. Michael Popovich. Best Boy Grip, Thomas Gibson. Dolly Grip, Larry Sweet. Property Master, Michael Papach. Assistant Property Masters, Rick Chavez, Randy Gunter. Craft Service, Ernest H. Laterio. Standby Paint, John Hinkle. Special Effects Coordinator, Alfred A. DeSaro Jr. Special Effects Foreman, Joe D. Ramsey. Art Directors, Donald B. Woodruff, James J. Murakami, Diane Wager. Assistant Art Director, Daniel Maltese. Set Designers, Richard Lawrence, Nick Navarro. Illustrator, Sean Hargreaves. Set Decorator, Mickey S. Michaels. Lead Man, Edward G. Fitzgerald. Swing, Robert Cameron, Pat Latona, Gene Molnar. Construction Coordinator, Dennis DeWay. Construction Foreman, Stephen E. Fegley. Location Manager, Craig Points. Assistant Location Manager, Mark B. Johnson. Assistants to Don Simpson, Todd Marrero, Andrea Schlupp. Assistants to Jerry Bruckheimer, Andrew Form, Melanie Lewis, Wendy Friedman. Assistants to Mr. Scott, Jerry Heiss, Peter Thomasis. Assistant to Mr. Unger, Jennifer Amarine. Production Accountant, Jan Garner. First Assistant Accountant, Lyndon Johnson. Unit Publicists, Gabriella Guttentag. Still Photographer, Linda R. Chen. Transportation Coordinator, Michael Antunes. Transportation Captains, Eddie A. Cannett, Dennis V. McKeon. Casting Associates, Gene McCarthy, Matthew B. Barry. Extras Casting, David Anthony. ADR Voice Casting, Barbara Harris. Animal Handlers, Paul A. Calabria, Karen McElhattan. Visual Effects by DreamQuest Images. Visual Effects Senior Producer, Dennis Hoffman. DQI Executive Producer, Keith Shartle. Production Coordinator, Chris Forsyth-Smith. Production Assistant, Brenda Finster. Effects Photography Supervisor, Scott Beattie. Editor, Kevin Clark. Assistant Editor, Scott Sowen. Model Shop Supervisor, David Goldberg. Model Shop Coordinator, Warren Farinier. Model Shop Foreman, John Hess. Lead Model Makers, Ken Swenson, Jim McGeechee. Underwater Miniature Producer, Robert Stead. Director of Underwater Photography, Jim Dixon. Operator, Robert Bruce Dixon. Key Seal, Duffy Gaver. Special Effects, John Gray. Production Assistant, Sean Welch. Production Coordinator, Michael Snodgrass. Engineering Supervisor, Freddie Gucci. Digital Effects Supervisor, Dan Deliu. Digital Producer, Angelica Casillas. Senior CG Animator, Rob Dressel. Compositing Supervisor, Blaine Kennison. Compositing Art Director, Marlo Pabon. Scanning Recording Technician, Christopher Holt. Digital Department Manager, Mitch Dobrowner. Digital Production Supervisor, Rob Burton. 24-frame video playback and graphic displays by Video Image. Video Image, Rhonda C. Gunner, Richard E. Hollander, Gregory L. McMurray, John C. Wash. Video Supervisor, Janet L. Earl. Visual Effects Producer, Cecil Kramer. Post-Production Assistants, Christopher Marino, Deborah Johnson. Musical Scoring Mixer, Jay Rifkin. Score Consultant, Alan Mayerson. Orchestrations by Bruce Fowler, Lad McIntosh, Suzanne Mariatti, Nick Glennie Smith. Orchestra conducted by Nick Glennie Smith. Orchestra Contractor, Sandy DeCrescent. Supervising Copyist, Dominic Fidelibus. Score recorded at Todd AO Scoring Stage, Media Ventures. Choir recorded at Air Lyndhurst, London. Choir recorded by Paul Hume. Choir conducted by Harry Gregson-Williams. Choir supervised by Maggie Rodford. Choir Contractor, Tonia Daval. Assistants to Hans Zimmer, Mark Streitenfield, Emma Burnham. Title Design, Robert Dawson. Titles and Opticals, Cinema Research Corporation. Negative Cutter, Mary Beth Smith. Color Timer, Bob Putnikowski. The producers wish to thank French Navy. News footage courtesy of NBC, CBS, CNN. Military combat stock footage, March Air Force Base Film Archives, Video Ordnance, and the Discovery Channel. Thomas A. Rowland Associates, Creative Entertainment. Songs. Piano Sonata No. 14, Opus 27, No. 2, written by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed by Tatiana Nikolaeva, courtesy of Olympia Compact Discs Limited. P. Piano Trio in E-flat, D929, Opus 100, and Dante con Moto, written by Franz Schubert. Dancing in the Street, written by Ivy Jo Hunter, William Stevenson, Marvin Gaye, performed by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, courtesy of Motown Records Company, LP by arrangement with Polygram Special Markets. Gone Again, written by Terry Moline, performed by The Gathering, courtesy of Paupers and Kings Records. Nowhere to Run, written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, Edward Holland, Jr., performed by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, courtesy of Motown Records Company, LP, by arrangement with Polygram Special Markets. Sweet Home Alabama, written by Gary Rossington, Ronnie Van Zant, Edward King, performed by Lynyrd Skynyrd, courtesy of MCA Records. The Real EAM, written by Nick Glennie Smith. Eben Neandro Lontana from La Wally, written by Alfredo Catalini, performed by Miriam Gauci, BRT Philharmonic Brussels, conducted by Alexander Rabari, courtesy of Naxos of America by arrangement with Source, Stroke Q. Soundtrack available on Hollywood Records. Lenses and Panaflex cameras by Panavision. Cranes supplied by Chapman Leonard. Dollies supplied by J.L. Fisher. Color by Photochem. Prints by Technicolor. Produced and distributed on the Eastman Film. MPAA number 33747. Spectral recording Dolby Stereo Digital. Verify theater format. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE, affiliated with AFL-CIO-CLC. 1995, Hollywood Pictures Company, Don Simpson Productions Incorporated, and Jerry Bruckheimer Incorporated, all rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated.